Wherever you are waking up this morning, you're in a different country, in a different time. This is a country without airplanes. They'll be restored soon, of course, but who knows when or if we'll again find the ease and expectations of normal American life. There is no more normal American life. Schools close, the mail doesn't get delivered, you wonder about family across the country. Wasn't someone going to be on a plane? The phones don't work. Circuit's busy. And then when a call does come in, the sudden phone ringing sounds like an alarm going off. We're in a different country this morning, one where the National Military Headquarters comes under attack. We're in a country with camouflage trucks parked at intersections of the capital city and at federal sites all across the nation. Temporary guard posts with pairs of soldiers on duty. We'll all be learning new roles in this new country and discovering what we miss about the old ones, especially this. We were safe, and now we're vulnerable. In many other parts of the world, police and soldiers carry weapons that are terrifying simply to see. Machine guns bristling with ammo clips. You get searched, questioned, detained maybe, and that's normal life. People accept it because the possibility of something much worse, a bomb, an attack, seems real. We've had warnings here. We've seen simulations sometimes when part of a city somewhere would practice how to respond to a disaster. It never seemed real. Now it's real. And we dread learning how real as New York begins to count its dead. We do know one casualty, that reassuring sense of America the safe. We're in a different country. There is this. We are all in it. We are all New Yorkers this morning. All victims, all mourners, all vulnerable, all spent and tired and dazed after hours huddled around the televisions and the radios. Here we are, waking up in a new country, and in a way we didn't imagine yesterday, wondering what could happen next.
NPR's Alex Chadwick. These are worshipers at the St. James Cathedral in Seattle at last night's interfaith service. Stay tuned for NPR's continuing coverage of the attacks on New York and Washington. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.